is Web Crawler with Andrew Hawthorne. The views and opinions expressed on this show are not necessarily those of this station. Web Crawler with Andrew Hawthorne on the VOCM Radio Network.
Folks around Newfoundland and Labrador might know a yaffle as a bundle of salt fish, but at Munn, they're bundling a bit more nowadays. A new social media site for professionals and academics, yaffle.ca, was designed at the Harris Center to connect researchers and projects at Memorial to the people and places around it and remove the barriers between project and subject and between town and gown. Today, I'm talking to lead strategic development of yaffle, Jennifer Adams. Hello, Jennifer.
Hi, Andrew.
So, just to start off, because it's kind of a new concept for folks, what is yaffle?
So, yaffle is a digital connecting tool. The Harris Center for Regional Policy and Development at Memorial is a specialized center that whose role is to facilitate and coordinate the university's resources related to regional development and public policy, and so specifically related to Newfoundland and Labrador. Yaffle is kind of a digital expression of that. So what that is project brokering and connecting. So Yaffle is a connecting tool. It's really about bringing people who might not otherwise know each other together under either topics of interest or through other connections with other people that they might know. So it really brings social media, the principles of social media, into helping people connect for the specific reason of solving a problem in their community.
So instead of sharing, you know, photos or events, you're sharing projects and ideas. Is that accurate?
Yeah. So projects, ideas, expertise, that's exactly what you're sharing. Yeah, it's not your the great poutine that you had last night. It's here's the new knowledge that we've created together. And so some of the knowledge that is highlighted in Yaffle is particularly created here at Memorial, but with yaffle.ca, we also acknowledge that expertise lives in community as well. And so Yaffle also highlights ideas and knowledge that has been created outside of university. And the bringing together of that knowledge and that expertise is really what Yaffle does and supports.
When you say knowledge outside of university, are you talking about, folk knowledge, traditional knowledge, or are you talking about expertise? Like, how far does that go?
Well, we like to be really flexible with Yaffle because folk knowledge is knowledge, and that is, there's incredible power in that. However, we also have trained scientists that and people who have developed significant expertise in a particular area who aren't necessarily, may have been educated at Memorial University or other universities, but aren't necessarily currently attached to university. So it's really the gambit. It really runs the gambit of casual expertise to really formalized expertise. We all know people who can put a nurse in a cat. And we'd love to have those folks in Yaffle, too.
Wow. How is Yaffle different from other social media sites that are out there for professionals like, say, LinkedIn or academia.edu? What does Yaffle do differently?
So one of the things that Yaffle does is not only provides the real-time connections that you need today, right now, but it also tracks and provides reflective views of those connections. So one of the things that's often important, particularly in when we're trying to talk about impact or discuss demonstrate impact and demonstrate the breadth and depth of a collaboration, Yaffle has tools built into it, visualization tools that help us reflect on the connections that have been made. So it's both a real-time tool, a real-time social tool, but also that storyteller. It helps us tell the stories of the impacts of our connections with each other. And I think that that's a It is a differentiator between some of the other online tools. The other thing, like academica.edu, that's particularly for researcher-to-researcher collaboration. And LinkedIn is for anybody to collaborate. And we don't sort of pit ourselves against any of those tools. We simply offer YAFL as an alternative that's particularly focused on organizations that both want to make a connection and want to be able to tell the story of impact once the connection has been made and once a solution is in place. There's so much great work that has happened because of university and public university co-creation of knowledge, and this is a place to highlight exactly that.
You know, the Harris Center is known for, you know, its studies and its work in the community and with MUN. Why develop a social media platform?
Well, YAFL originally launched back in 2009, sort of before social media was really even a thing. And, it answered, back in 2009, the question that YAFL answered for Memorial was, it brought in a book of experts. So there was a book of experts that lived with our marketing group, and there was and that was primarily used by media to find experts to talk on a particular topic. And then there was also an inventory of funded research that our research portfolio controlled, and that was primarily used when philanthropists wanted to make donations and wanted to be able to talk to researchers on a particular topic of interest to them. So we brought those two things together in addition to the Harris Center need, which was to know what MUN was doing where in the province. And when we heard from regions what issues of concern existed in their particular area, we needed a mechanism to basically inventory our own staff and resources, researchers and resources here at the university, to be able to bring expertise out to the community. So bring it out of the walls of Memorial campuses and into the community. And so the combination of those three things, expertise, knowledge, and who does what where, was really the genesis of the original YAFL. And as time went on, people have a different expectation about how they're going to interact with their digital tools. As soon as Facebook came about and then everything fell out from that, and I might be getting my chronology wrong, maybe, I can't
Facebook
remember.
Facebook was 2007, I think. So yeah.
2007.
Yeah, so it was really only, I think it was still
in
within
infancy.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, and so YAFL was launched in 2009, but built from 2006 to 2007 to 2009.
Yeah, so it was part of that whole thing, Facebook, Twitter, all of that, and YAFL all launched around the exact same time.
Yeah, but we hadn't at that time incorporated any social media. Nobody here knew what social media was. So even if it launched then, it wasn't kind of in the zeitgeist.
It was far off, really. Yeah.
And so it wasn't, over time, we really began to realize that, people just interact with their digital tools and their digital life in a different way now. And so we went out and looked for frameworks that could help us speak to that. And so the new YAFL incorporates Friend of a Friend, which is the base tenant of Facebook and LinkedIn, really. It built in provenance, so the history of an idea, the history of how an idea becomes a solution was built into this new YAFL, really in response to feedback that we had received from our users, but a lot of it centered around their current expectations for how they should be able to interact digitally in this world.
What kind of projects are on there now that people can see?
Oh my gosh, there's all sorts. There are projects about, there are opportunities to collaborate. So that's another big distinction about YAFL is there are projects that are ongoing, and then there are also opportunities to collaborate. And so opportunities to collaborate talk about a problem that may exist. And so there are projects about what's happening to the bees in this world right now, and an ask for some help in figuring out how we might be able to attract and keep more bees in this province. There are projects that talk about real community wellness projects that talk about breast self exams and self-care, and how to mobilize that in smaller communities where the education on these things may not be as high. There are projects about developing businesses in rural communities and looking at feasibility of particular commercial enterprises in rural communities. There are projects about urban interests. There are projects about rural interests. There are projects about youth, projects about seniors. It really runs the gamut. Projects about our cold ocean and Arctic work that's ongoing. So it really, you could type in almost any word into YAFL, and a project or somebody with expertise or an opportunity to collaborate is going to pop up at you.
Yeah, you mentioned the opportunities. So other academics and people can actually get involved in the projects they find as well. Is that so?
Absolutely. So all of the information in YAFL is open and accessible to every single person in the province and around the world. I like to say to browse is anonymous, to log in divine. If you want to contribute content, you need a user account. And that's a really simple process to set up. And in fact, we let you get right to the work that you want to do. If you want to submit an opportunity to collaborate, you can sit down and focus on what that issue is, what that idea is, where you want to collaborate, and then we'll just get you at the very end to just give us your contact information so that we can help you mobilize that that particular idea. So we allow people to get right to what they want to do, but to submit content, you do need a user account.
This is Web Trawler with Andrew Hawthorne on the VOCM radio network.
I'm talking to the lead strategic development of YAFL, a kind of academic town and gown social media site, Jennifer Adams with the Harris Center. Jennifer, YAFL, we were talking about the projects and the opportunities that are available on there, but it's also divided into themes. Can you tell us a bit about those?
Sure. So the university has, YAFL itself has a lot of different controlled vocabularies. So we slice and dice the information in YAFL in a variety of ways. Some are by subject or theme. So, one way is by geography, by community, by some of the old rural development zones or rural secretariat zones or economic development zones. But the strategic research themes, or the strategic themes that show up on the front page of the university, or sorry, of YAFL, are themes that are of particular importance in the work being done at Memorial University. Now, we're a comprehensive research university, so we do research on every topic under the sun, almost, and there's great work happening. But the university chooses to focus on, based on our special obligation to the province, we focus on particular strategic themes. And so those are right on the very front page. We tag all of our projects related to those themes so that they're easily findable within the tool.
And they run the gamut, like you said. There are projects on the Arctic, and there's a lot in the Aboriginal community as well. Can you speak to some of those?
The university itself is really in the midst of going through our action plan on the Truth and Reconciliation report. And so there's been a tremendous amount of research and teaching and learning and public engagement activity at the university related to working with Aboriginal and Indigenous communities, but as well as looking at our own institution and how we interact with and really decolonize our institution to just be more open and have a more equitable relationship with the Indigenous and Aboriginal people of this province. So, excuse me, the projects that are in YAFL in relation to that, we undertook a specific sort of mini project to really survey the university and pull in as much of that content as we possibly could, because it is an area that the university is focused on. It's an area that we care about, and we want to get that knowledge out there and let people know that we want to keep working in this area.
You talked a bit about this already, but I wanted to go back to it. The site has recently been completely redesigned. As you said, it started in 2009 at kind of the boom of social media. Mm-hmm. And I think like now YAFL is kind of looking at taking advantage of some of the developments in thought on that subject that have happened. What kind of things are being done to the site now?
So, excuse me, we threw out all of the code. We didn't throw out the principles of the old YAFL, but we threw out all of the code and we started from scratch. And the reason we wanted to do that is we built this in using semantic technologies. And semantic technologies are really at the bleeding edge of web development right now. Universities and other organizations are wrestling with what semantic really means. And websites as we know them, brochure websites, for example, a lot of corporate websites tend to have reports on them, but they're Word documents or PDFs that are written on, written and stored or linked on a website. What semantic does is takes away this notion of a web page as a container where you store things and begins to delve into the relationships between pieces of content and entities on a website. So how that manifests, how that comes to is visible in YAFL is in a few ways. One, there's no such thing as a broken link in YAFL. Because of the way that we link content together and because each piece of content has a unique identifier, it's impossible to have a broken link. So anytime one links to YAFL, you know that that's going to be a stable link forever. The other thing that I'm really excited about that semantic allows us to do is visualizations. So we're able to, because of the content that's in YAFL, dynamically produce these beautiful visualizations of collaboration networks. So if you and I and a few other people have worked together on a project, that project is in YAFL, but when I click on collaboration network in a personal profile on YAFL, I'm going to bring up this pinwheel that shows the pictures of all of us who worked together and what the relationships were between us on this project. And that's a really exciting thing to be able to dynamically do and not have to have another tool to do it, not have to dump all of that information into some sort of visualization tool. YAFL just does it for you automatically, and it's because of how we built it this time around. The other thing that we did was created network functionality. And so network functionality is there are the network visualizations, but then there's also the ability, so many of us are part of communities of practice or some really casual networks and some more formalized networks. And YAFL has a section, it's just come online in the last week, called Networks, and it is for groups of loosely connected people to come together under a particular area of interest and affiliate any of the projects that they've worked on together. And so this is where we begin to get into both a real-time tool and a reflective tool. because oftentimes it's difficult for networks to be able to demonstrate the power that they have working together. We all know the adage, we're better together, or more than a sum of our parts. But sometimes it's really difficult to explain that or demonstrate that in a tangible way. The YAFL network functionality and collaboration visualizations really help tell that story by bringing together automatically, just by having entered your project or just by having entered a personal profile, automatically you have these visualizations of the breadth and depth of connections, of social connections that you have in your professional world. It's pretty powerful.
Yeah, the potential for it is really interesting, to use the power of social media to share ideas and to develop ideas, not just post a static idea like you would do on Twitter or on YouTube to put something out there without a response. People can not only respond to things, but actually actively get involved in the idea's development is what I'm understanding.
Absolutely, in the ideas development, and then also to reflect on, and because the work is important, but what is the work but the product of the social connections that we have with each other? So many ideas fall by the wayside, great ideas fall by the wayside because for a variety of reasons, but those connections stay the same. Those connections are still made. And so we're not only celebrating the development of ideas into solutions, but we're also celebrating the social artifacts that are created out of the potential for those ideas to become solutions. And again, that's a way of thinking about the public university interaction and the public university relationship in a different way. It's not only about we have a problem, you help us solve it, now it's solved, and off we go. There has been, there are artifacts that and a legacy that has been built just in the connections that have been made. And that's how we move this world forward. And I like to think that YAFL plays a small part in that.
Where do you see YAFL going in the future? How far do you think this can grow?
Well, one of the reasons that we've redeveloped YAFL in the way that we have is to make it easier to establish presence in other institutions or regions. And we're working on a version of YAFL for College of the North Atlantic. And so that would be, and other universities. So we are... what that means in YAFL is, as an end user, you can do a keyword search and pull up work that's been done here at Memorial University or within the province of Newfoundland and Labrador, or you can click a button, click a checkbox, and also bring in search results from College of the North Atlantic. So if MUN doesn't have the expertise or it doesn't exist in community within YAFL, it may exist at the College of the North Atlantic, or it may exist at UPEI, or it may exist at York University. And so the potential for YAFL to be a pan-Canadian tool is something that we are actively working on, and we have some partners that we're working with on that. The other, there is also great interest from the United States and from Australia to have instances of YAFL. So we recalibrated a number of years ago as to whether or not we were going to pursue YAFL as a commercial enterprise or as a public good. We chose the public good path. And now we're at a place in our sort of organizational cycle where we're doing some more strategic thinking about exactly how we would do that national or international rollout. But the tool is ready. Before, the old version of the tool, it was really difficult. They weren't linked. We wouldn't have been able to link the instances of YAFL together, whereas what we've built now, we can link each one really easily. So that's kind of where we're headed.
Are you going to have an app?
Well, we do have It's responsive design, so it actually looks beautiful on a browser. We keep getting asked if we're going to have a specific app. Right now we're going with the mobile version of the regular site. But one of the things that we're about to roll out that I'm super excited about is called Yaffle Experts. And Yaffle Experts runs as a little applet in a browser. So when if the VOCM news page is up on somebody's browser, and
which we hope it is, by the way.
Exactly. It's on my homepage. It's one of my home tabs. You can click kind of like a pin it or any of those little applets. You can Yaffle it, and a little screen will come down, read your web page, and tell you who and where the experts are in this province who can give you more information on that particular topic. And that's a pretty neat little thing called Yaffle Experts.
And that's going now, or you're going to be rolling that out?
That's rolling out. So we're just doing some testing on it, some final testing on it. So we hope to have that ready for our launch.
And speaking of which, you've got an event coming up this week. Can you tell us about that?
Yeah, it's on the 20th of June, and we are celebrating Yaffle. We're celebrating this new redeveloped Yaffle and the connection between community and the university, as well as community expertise right alongside university expertise. And so we're going to have some cake, and we're going to say some thank yous, because I would be remiss to not mention that ACOA has been a great supporter of this project, and they helped fund the redevelopment of the new Yaffle. And so we've got some thank yous to make, and some demonstrations to provide, and just have a little bit of a party to say welcome to the new Yaffle. And that's happening on June 20th at the medical facility of the university.
And for folks interested in getting involved or seeing how Yaffle works, how can they do that?
They can go to www.yaffle.ca. Yaffle is spelled Y-A-F-F-L-E. So you can head on over there, poke around and explore. And if you need some help, we're happy to give you a hand. You can either reach out to support@yaffle.ca, 864-7708, and we can help you learn how to use Yaffle.
Great. And you can find me at Hawthorne Andrew J. I'll have all of the links out there on Twitter as well. Jennifer, thank you very much for joining us today.
Thank you. It's been a real pleasure.
This has been Web Trawler with Andrew Hawthorne on the VOCM Radio Network.